it's a massive serious issue. And the thing is, the payouts in Ireland are 4.5 times greater than in England, and they're 3 times greater than other parts of Europe. So it's a massive issue, but there's no legislation in place. I mean, it's a case of by the time the solicitors and barristers and all this were a thing in place for certain injuries, that was the payout. There'd be no need for court cases. It could be done through family law court or whatever, some different system, that there wouldn't be that same expenses involved in it. Unfortunately, the underwriters in Ireland are reluctant now to take on any businesses in Ireland. Most of the underwriting for a lot of the businesses in Ireland now is done through Lloyd's of London. And what Lloyd's of London are coming back and saying, Greg, is that there's a toxic culture in insurance in Ireland.
Mm.
They're calling it the toxic culture of Europe, insurance claims.
What is or was the Injuries Claim Assessment Board? I thought that was introduced to sort of limit what people were getting for whiplash or what they were getting for this injury or that injury.
No, there still was no set. There's no set amount. There's a set amount in England for whiplash. There's a set amount in England for whiplash. There's no set amount here. The average payout in Ireland for whiplash is 15,000. That's the average. The average payout in England for, or the payout in England is 5,000. It is 5,000. It's no greater. In Spain or France, if you're in Spain or France, the payout is 3,000. So there's nothing in place here. That's the average payout in Ireland is 15,000.